Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They come to Gillette.
I don't think they'd sell enough tickets.
What?
Duran,
you
Gillette
think they'd
Stadium?
Bang out Gillette?
70,000?
No. I'd go both nights. I don't think you need two nights.
Name two more songs.
Oh, God. Hungry Like the Wolf.
That's one.
This one.
So I need two more.
I can't name it while I'm singing this one because I like this one so much. The Reflex.
Good job, Jim.
The Reflex.
Good job.
What's the other? View to a Kill. Missing You with a View to a Kill. Oh, I guess. Nice is alive. Lost is the time.
And I'm hungry like the wolf. Her name is Rio.
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 This is
jam.
This is it.
Rio Video is the best one.
This song. This is the best. This is the best song.
I get my kids listening to like Breakfast Club soundtrack and that. They're like, wow,
Simple
Dad,
Rhymes.
There's some good music here. I said, oh, yeah. Listen to this. And I learned this from Hardy. Listen to the drums in the Simple Minds song.
Oh, Don't You Forget About Me?
Yeah, Don't You Forget About Me. We don't even need the vocals. Just
can we find that somewhere for Mandated Fun? Drums only?
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
Oh, my God, a drum-only track of Don't You Forget About Me? That fill, it's just the snare and the hi-hat and kick drum. Oh,
or
you know
just,
what?
Or just the
here's
drummer
what we
from
should
Rush.
Do. Here, no, here's what we should do. Beatle, right now.
Okay.
Let's put a call out to our friend Joe Siders, the drummer from New Pornographers.
Okay.
And we're going to ask him to replicate that drum fill. Mel Gaynor is the drummer from Simple Minds. We want, Joe, if you're listening, you always are, replicate and record, please, and send to us just you replicating the drum fill there.
He can't do that.
Come on.
Got a whole bunch of amateurs on YouTube.
Yeah, the man's
trying
a professional musician.
Really? Wait, there's amateurs on YouTube trying to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to hear them. No, Mitch.
Hold up.
Let's see what we
Come
got on, now.
Hold up, Jim.
Let's hear the amateurs. This could be fun. This could be our actual fun.
Not bad. It's good,
hold
but.
On. Here's the big test. Now.
But you know the part of the song, Jim? It's right after
it, it doesn't pop the way it pops on the real one.
Let's it also doesn't it. Work when you have the song playing underneath
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want to hear it by
it's
itself.
It's about 3 minutes into the song, and it's when Jim Carrey is singing, "Will you call my name?
When you touch my name?
La, 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 la."
Right before the la-la-la-la's. Right. Yeah.
Now I feel like Andy from The Office, so stop.
Can you get it to that point in the song, please, Jim?
Ooh, whoa.
Jim, we're live on the air. Jim,
here you go.
That's before that. Unless he's...
No, here it comes.
Unless they're going into the bridge right now. No. Okay.
Here it comes.
We got to kill about 30 seconds here.
Okay. He's doing it. He's hanging in there.
I still would like this better with all the music dropped out.
Say, ah, la, la, la. That's right where it comes.
What does the guy look like drumming, Jim?
good. I wanted those. I want them like over here, in front of me, in front of my foot.
Okay, here comes the fill. Here it is. Oh, he's adding stuff now.
Yeah, a little fill showing
up.
Wait
a minute.
Right, don't
here we go.
Up.
Bad.
He's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Good.
He's pretty little good. Little delay.
He doesn't suck.
Little behind.
He is a little behind.
A couple of toms in there.
I should get some drums.
Good.
Yeah, you should. Get some drums.
Let's see if I can find a drum only for later.
That's a great
Thank
idea.
You.
Where were we when
we
started?
We had that weirdo that came
Where the hell
in.
Were we when you started playing drums?
We were...
It was the intern.
Oh, no. It was
No, we were out somewhere.
Oh, God. It was Howl at the Moon.
Is that where we
were? I did that with Max Lane after the AFC Championship week.
That's right.
After the AFC Championship.
That's a couple
game.
Years ago.
Oh, yeah. We were hammered, man. I was just playing the drums. Oh, my God.
So I went up on stage with a full drum set and started.
And Max just stood there in an overcoat holding the beer, not saying playing. Anything. It was like creeping me out. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Was the actual drummer around?
There it is. They got it. How'd you get that?
Where was that?
Where the hell did they get this?
Look at Max.
That's Splitsville.
Look at
Max
Splitsville.
Tweeted it, didn't he?
I know it says I am James Stewart in the top left is the credits.
Look at him staring at the drums.
I wish can we get sound to that?
He's got that vacant look on his face.
He looks like Brandon. Zoe looks like Brandon Huff and Step Brothers when he sneaks into Dale's drum room.
Did you touch my drumstick? Hammered there. Thank you all for coming.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all for coming.
He knocks the ground. And then his hype man, Max, gives him a high five.
He won't let go of my hand. He's like, that's great. That was a good one there, Zoe.
Yeah, there you go.
1, 2, 3. Lars Aldridge, just for you.
Aldridge?
Cowbell! Get enough cowbell. She said, "We're a keeper."
Did you go to Berkeley?
Yeah.
I thought you went to Maryland.
I never played. Never
You're
played.
No.
Never played.
No.
Those electric ones where you get the boom boom, you get the kickback.
The boom boom.
That's a little bit of a rush.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I could play. I'd well on that thing.
You're pretty. Don't sell yourself short. Shut that was very good.
I'm being a dick right now.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Your first time, especially.
Yeah.
617-779-0985.
That's what a Gronkowski brothers ate Bob Sosie's pizza. Oh, real quick.
Oh, hold on. Got to put Brian in Kentucky on.
Sorry, Brian. I don't know. Now, I only say this. And I talked to Bob Sosie today on the way in. He posted something on Twitter.
He did.
He had an episode over the weekend. He's fine. Scary, scary moment for him. And close call, man. Just passed out. And he's had some of these things. But did the stress test and everything. And he's out of the hospital. And he's doing fine now. So I only say that because he posted. He wants people to see it.
Happy to hear that he's doing well.
Scary. Scary. Scary weekend for him.
Let's go to Brian, who is in Kentucky. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, just love the show, and you guys sound just as good in Kentucky as you do in Boston.
Thank you. What you doing in Kentucky?
Well, I've been a Boston fan my whole life, so it's I've just never made it across the border. I don't know why, but it's I plan to go to Fenway sometime this year for the first time, so it's going to be pretty awesome.
Where's the Mason-Dixon line? Is that the northern border of Kentucky?
Do you hate Louisville?
I don't necessarily hate Louisville, but I do know that Rozier can definitely scrap. So that's for sure. But my question is how do I follow Brad Stevens and Simple Minds? I mean, that's how do you do that?
Oh, you're doing it.
Yeah, I know. I want to talk a little bit about Kyrie's mindset and where Kyrie's at right now. And it's a little scary to me because I feel like that we're entering into a time of a LeBron stage. I think that right before LeBron went to Miami, that Kyrie is having the same mindset right now. He's doing interviews, telling the media pretty much that everything is horrible. And then he tells ticket holders that, hey, if you guys will have me back, I plan on re-signing next year. So if we remember, LeBron was in the same kind of different mindset, and then all of a sudden he just shocked the world by leaving Cleveland and going to Miami. But my big point of this is Leaders don't act this way. And in any sport that we have, leaders do not act in this kind of behavior. And if we remember from last night, Cousins, which, of course, you know, we're proud of him here in Kentucky, he steps up to Baines. And who steps up? The younger guys, and then Rozier does. And I know that Kyrie was on the bench at the time.
Yep.
But do leaders is that really a good mindset for a leader is having that much a focal point on you that every time you get with the media, they're going to start asking negative questions. And I feel like that Kyrie could have avoided a lot of this stuff by just not opening his mouth.
Or just not taking credit for everything. Could not do that, too.
That first little snippet that we played of his post game was perfect, and then just stopped there.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was everything you want him to say.
He had to go on and tell you how he's leading them now.
How he was able to provide everyone with the
right.
confidence.
With his talent. He threw the word talent.
He has to show
my talent and my level of play.
He has to show the guys how to win at this level.
Yeah. It goes back to what 2 days ago he said. You know, it's Durant, Braun, and me.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back, Zolak and Bertrand. Did you find someone doing the drum solo? I think you did, right?
Hardy did.
I got a pretty good one. Maybe Jim, you can...
It's on Hardy's Twitter? Did you tweet that out?
He sent it to all of us here. So this is a guy doing like a tutorial, essentially.
Ooh.
And he plays it slower. And then you can hear it like the song quietly in the background as he plays it.
Damn. Pretty good. Music in the background, though.
Summer night on my deck, just sit there and listen to that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is slowed down.
Sped up.
Can we speed that up?
That's sped up.
Well, there it is.
That's what it sounds. That's what it sounds like. Slowed down a little bit. No music.
Let's go. Come on.
Gronkowski.
Well, they were there.
Where's Zoe? Bring in Zoe on the drums.
Right here. Cowbell now. That was pretty good, Jim.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Very nice.
It's
a mashup.
There's a report out today that Raiders head coach John Gruden and possibly his brother, Jay Gruden, are all in on Kyler Murray. Clarence Hill Jr., the one reporting this from the Dallas, what is he, Dallas...
Dallas
Star Telegram, yeah.
Fort Worth Star Telegram.
Redskins make sense, right? I mean, Alex Smith is not playing.
Here's his tweet. John Gruden is all over Kyler Murray. Redskins interested, too. I guess those interviews weren't so bad. We know the Cardinals love him.
Oh, you say I got some bad information?
So that's Clarence Hill Jr. today reporting that out of Fort Worth, Texas. Here's the report that he's saying that he's sort of pushing back on. The thing about the interviews was from Charlie Casserly yesterday on NFL Network.
No, it didn't work out, Charlie, but what did you hear about everything else that Kyler Murray did when he was in Indianapolis?
Well, you better hope Kingsbury takes him number one, because this was not good. This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
And I've been doing this a long time. I'm probably doing it longer than you're alive anyway.
You have. Yes, that's why I said, leadership. Really?
Yes, leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, see? And raising major concerns about what this guy's going to do. Now, people will say, well, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. It is possible, but those guys are much different. I mean, those guys, you never question about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy's not outstanding in those areas. It showed up in the interview.
Okay, I missed that last part on the board where he said it's actually below not good. So even worse than the other two.
Beyond dumb.
Beyond dumb.
The beyond dumb 10-2
show. 10-2
show.
Again, I rip Cassidy for this because you're going to take that and run with that on NFL Network in a two-hour meeting. All of a sudden, they know the kid has bad study habits or is not a leader without watching him function in an off-season program or workout and how he leads his team and see when the team has some adversity, how he responds. That's how you find out when people are leaders. We're talking about this with the Celtics. Who's their leader? Who's the leader? Right? You can only take what you see in a whiteboard. Now, if the kid couldn't translate and understand coverages, that's something totally different. That's something you could take from that meeting. You as an offensive guy could sit there as a coordinator and say, give me your three favorite pass plays versus cover two. Go. And you probably have a stopwatch here and you're looking at it because you know how your guys function. You want double seams? You want crossers? You want a pick play? How about man? Give me your man rub routes. Give me a play you could get open against man. And I think like a guy like Will Greer, I think can do that because they studied that way. Now, Lincoln Riley's a pretty damn good coach. Did they run just that much street ball where you couldn't be able to relate on the board? Like, that's not good to throw that out there. Below, not very good, which means awful on the whiteboard. That's the only thing you could take out of those meetings. I'm sorry.
So they were doing a lot of tighter split stuff, and they were getting guys, they were getting free releases on guys and working isolations and different routes all the way across the field. You get a little bit more isolation when you bring guys tighter in. You don't always get pressed up in that look. So it's been interesting to kind of watch.
Now, if I'm an offensive coordinator and I got him spitting that out like that, I got a Woody in my pocket like you don't believe.
Oh.
Like, I'm not standing up for a while. You start talking about isolation routes and tight splits. Oh, my God. This guy gets it. Because he knows football. He's a thinker.
Football guy.
Developing. Can you see it? Can you see the play developing as it's happening? Pre-snap read, all that. And maybe there is something with Murray where he didn't put any time or effort, and you do have these coaches and these people that work with you, like Carson Palmer's brother. You go to these schools, and they get you ready for the combine. You practice all the tests that they do. You practice the sit-down interviews. Here's a little three-ring binder. I'm going to give you 10 target points on each team that is going to interview you. Learn something about the team. Learn where the offensive coordinator went to school. Did he play ball? Ask him a question. Well, when you played quarterback at John Carroll, oh, that's right, Nick Caserio. He was there with you at John Carroll, too. That stuff stands out. Maybe he just went in there and was lazy in the meeting. I don't know.
Not good at all in any of those areas, see?
See? I hope they pick him number one. He blows doors in a cash.
Here's what I will say. He doesn't have the goods.
See?
Lincoln Riley may be telling the truth. He might be a great leader, but Lincoln Riley has a dog in the fight here.
Yeah, he's got a stake in this. He's got a stake in Baker Mayfield the year before.
He does. He'll look good. He'll look better than he already looks if Kyler Murray turns out to be a great NFL quarterback.
Numbers are similar to Baker's when he put it up. All the numbers are even better than Baker's, so he's running the same offense. He didn't change offense the next year.
Why can't he be like Jared Goff, though? Does Jared Goff, would he stand out in any of those qualities that they just talked about?
Oh, my God.
Well, we talked about him being a robot quarterback, right?
I watched a half-hour interview with Mike Silver Saturday before the Super Bowl, and he went to Goff's home and sat down with him, and Goff's like, hey, maybe we could have a party here after the game and if we win.
Look at Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Who's more of a robot than him?
True.
So in the right spot, maybe it'll work, even though he might be bad at all this stuff, but it still might work.
Yeah.
Possible. All possible.
All good, Joe.
But I know that if you look at the coaches that are in on him, the Grudens. Yeah.
Because, like, Carr, you invest some money in Carr.
And Cliff Kingsbury, those are the three coaches that want in on this guy at this point. Again, it also has to do with need, whether a team has a need, but time will tell.
You're just going to get
time will tell. I mean, listen, we'll find out soon enough if Charlie Casserly was onto something.
And you know what, too?
And by the way, it's not Charlie Casserly saying this. He's just saying what he has heard from someone somewhere.
Yeah,
he also reported yesterday, by the way, that Josh Rosen is being shopped. And he said that he knows of at least one team that would confirm it. And he said there was another reported team that he checked in with, and they have since denied it. So Josh Rosen is out there on the market. If you want to go talk about getting yourself a quarterback, which is, you're out on him.
I'm out on him.
Out.
I just, something doesn't feel right with him.
That's all. Out on that guy.
A little bit of a used car salesman.
Tim is in Rhode Island today. What's up, Tim?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Tim?
Yo, I want to talk about the Celtics. How I'm really not impressed because they always beat the Warriors, and really don't care about this win. It's the middle of March, but now you got me going, Kyler Murray. The guy eats clementines with two hands. I'm not interested. I don't think he's going to be that.
Why do his calls always result in something so out of left field?
Well, don't you need two hands to peel the clementine?
That I feel are going in a dangerous direction.
Can you
somehow
peel a clementine all in one pill? I can.
With one hand?
No. I tear the top and I slowly tear around the sides, and I could get one single pill of the clementine and put it back in the pill without like pill and a piece, pill, piece, pill, piece. One universal pill right around the clementine.
And you're advertising that as some sort of skill?
No, you need two hands to do that.
Like, oh.
Like, how do you do it? What do you eat a clementine with one hand? What's he saying? You got little hands?
Are you saying once it's
now,
peeled?
If you want to say
a little squirrel, yeah.
Now, if you want to say, like, first time I went out with Sosie and Reese, and they're at the stool at the bar, and their little feet are dangling, and they're drinking the beers with two hands on a big mug, you know, the 20-ouncer, as you sit there with your big paw and your mitts, and you're sucking them down, like, oof. Look at you, little guy. You need two hands to hold that sucker up, huh? That's cute. Now, that's different. That's a little guy. That's what he meant by that.
Just wrapping their bad arms around a big mug of beer.
Yeah, you want a straw for that? Put a sippy cup top on there? Like a baby in a high chair.
A spoon, please.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways are coming up at 1:50. Matt's in the car today. Hi, Matt.
Oh, hi, guys. So I was just calling about Kyrie. With all the Kyrie talk, one thing that hadn't got touched on was the post-game press conference, but in the post-game interview right after the game on the court, he was talking a lot. And one of the things that he said was that there's six guys waiting to break out and we're all finally get cohesive. But I've been racking my brain all day over the six that he's referring to. I'm assuming he's referring to himself. But I was just seeing if anybody had any thoughts on the six that Kyrie brought up.
So I missed this. I didn't hear that interview. But he said there are six guys that are ready to break out on their team?
I don't know.
It's hard.
Does that mean he thinks they have a 7-man rotation?
I don't know.
Or is he counting himself?
I don't think he would count himself. He already thought he broke. He's elevated himself to another stratosphere.
He has shown them how to have confidence.
Just remember,
in case you don't know, we're talking
about.
That.
Yeah.
So if it's Tatum, Brown, Horford,
Smart,
Morris
Hayward.
That's it.
It's got to be Morris and Hayward.
It's got to be Morris Tatum. Yeah. So he leaves Rozier out, maybe.
Convenient.
Yeah, he's my backup.
There's one guy left out no matter what.
Yeah.
Because Baines and Tice don't care.
Baines break out on his face.
Yabusele broke out late in the game.
Oh, did he ever?
That alley-oop, he barely got off the ground on that alley-oop.
I didn't hear this.
He's the one that challenged him last week, right? Like, get your heads out of your know-what. You're blowing it.
No, that was Ogilvy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right, Sammy.
Yabusele hit that three in the corner and the bench went nuts. That was one of the best parts of the game to see. The reaction of the team.
Team was into it last night.
For once, they were.
Yeah.
Does it continue tonight? What do you think happens tonight?
I think it continues tonight. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Can't take one step forward and take two steps back.
You know, if they play the
Can we say result doesn't matter again?
Yeah. How do they play? Just play hard.
I was going to say, if they play the way they played last night, you're not going to have many complaints about them.
Would you text last night? Sad thing is Celtics are busting their ass and no one's watching us.
It was late. What time did I send that?
Midnight?
What time is that? Do anybody know?
12:30, I think.
I'm swapping phones today. I don't know which phone.
I didn't look at the time.
I don't know which
phone.
I think
it's around 12:30.
I got to look at the...
You bastard.
The old phone.
But if they play the same exact way and just miss shots, say instead of, what, 14 for 30-something, say they're 10 for 32 from three and they miss and they lose by one. If they play the same way, move the ball, they play defense, they're all getting shots, they're all moving the ball around, I think I'm okay with that.
12:11 a.m. I sent that. Nobody else responded, so I think you guys have all gone to bed. Way to hang in there. Although you could have gone to bed at halftime. You got the gist of it. You got the gist of that game last night. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Bruins last night also played well. Bruins continue to just look good, continue to be a team that fights. They've got some grit to them. Last night could have been the perfect opportunity. This is what impresses me about last night for the Bruins. If they lost that game after going down the way, you know, going down early, it's okay. Well, you know, look at the string of wins and string of points that put together here, right? There's going to be a letdown in there somewhere. Not last night, not for the Bruins. Fought like hell to get back into it. Tied the game. They give up that goal that ends up forcing them to go to overtime, and then they win it in overtime.
I get that TNR bump with DeBrusk. I mean, I give them all the credit in the world. See, five more retweets there. And they got him going. Give him credit. Maybe we should get somebody else on. Who should we get on? Get him going. What do you think, Hardy? Pick a player. Tell you what, it does.
I don't think that Hardy's.
It helps. It helps their character. I mean, you talk about. When we get into like, you know, series and the playoffs and that, and when it really tightens up, these tight games and how they fight back when they get down a goal or two and how they actually win in overtime is going to help them.
What?
Joe Siders sent us the audio. He was like sitting in his garage.
Shut up.
Of course, listening. Doing whatever he does.
He didn't.
And then was like, oh, damn it, I have to go do this now.
So he sat down at his desk and recorded it and just emailed it to me. You want to hear it?
Sure.
This of course just, I do.
Like, I mean,
no, I don't want to
he's
hear
in
it.
LA, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have no idea if he's listening, but I just kind of like said it in passing.
He's such a chronic.
And like 10 minutes later. That's pretty much it. He said, excuse the low production quality. He's not in the studio.
I want more.
I know.
That's it?
Does he want to do the whole song?
He's in the pocket, man. He's in the pocket.
No, that's just someone. That's just such a pro. Like, yeah, sure. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me get my phone.
You hear that?
Let me record this for you.
Yeah. Oh, Drunken Uncle sent one, too.
Oh, did he? Fricka what? Fricka dicka? Did he say fricka dicka?
Yeah.
In the cruiser.
He's in the cruiser.
Worcester crime rate better be zero.
Oh, it is. They've really dropped it out there.
He knows how ridiculous he sounds.
No. Good job, cop. That's it.
Oh.
That's it.
Hard to tell which one's better.
I know.
I like Frickadicka.
It's like they both sound like they're from the record. Again, it's...
How did he record that, by the way? You seeing low production quality?
Everybody here is having a good time.
I just teabagged your drum set!
Did you touch my drum set? No. See you trapped my drum set.
Why are you sweating?
I was watching Cops.
I know you're lying because Cops didn't start till 4:30.
There's a chip in my stick.
In the right one?
Yeah.
There's a chip in the right one.
I know it's right.
What did he say? He didn't say anything other than he just threw it in his garage. Don't mind the low production quality. I'm not in the studio, so it's
gross. I'd like to know what the high production quality is if that's the low.
Well, you want that? You want the high quality? If you want the high quality, pick up that the new Pornographers record. They were, I think they just they were recording. I don't know when it's got to be coming out this year, right? Or just in the studio. Whew. Okay.
All right. Do the takeaways? What do you think?
Yeah, try that.
Yeah, let's.
That wasn't it?
Okay.
We got more show?
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends losing weight, take their advice, get your free consultation, any of the five Awaken 180 locations. We got a couple things today. You want to go first there, Hardy?
Yeah, we normally will goof on ourselves when we are not today. Listening. Yeah. Bit, yeah, when the hosts aren't listening.
Right.
But we have an example of when the producer isn't listening, which is, I mean, savor this moment, because Jim Louth is always listening.
Right.
He's the one guy who's always paying attention to the show. We all tap out from time to time where our interest wanes. Never happens to Jim Louth except
right.
today.
Oh. How to tell when the
producers
aren't listening.
Looked like they were into it. They played defense. They hustled. They busted their ass. They shot okay. It wasn't great. It's not like they hit 70% of the shots.
They didn't win by shooting like 70% and have one of these anomaly games where they hit like 15 out of 18 three-pointers. No, the percentages were fairly normal, like 50% from the field, 40% from three.
This has been How to Tell When the
Producers
Aren't Listening.
The producers. 70% is the exact number. He wouldn't listen.
That was like a 1 minute
Where'd
right
you hear
after.
That? Where put that in your mind today?
Sure. Oh, yeah, I got Facebook Messenger. Someone said, tell Jim, shut his mouth. Not a big fan. Ruins your show.
Huh. Who said that?
I don't know. I met the unfollowedest person.
Noted.
Took a shot at Louth. Noted. There you are. Tripping
block him. Report him.
I don't block him.
No, I don't.
Then someone might not like you.
Bingo.
You can't have
man
that.
Man of the people, bro. No, I have blocked somebody. I have. A couple people.
Somebody.
Oh, and they go. When they attack your family, I block.
Yeah.
And again, they cross the line. That's all. I could take it. You make fun of me. That's fine. That's good.
What's next?
So we had a call today from somebody, I think, down in Rhode Island. Big fan, goes to camp. Used to go to camp all the time. And I wondered, like,
was
wow,
he watching camp?
How are quarterbacks, like, how did quarterbacks for the Patriots, like Bledsoe, you know, transferred to Brady. I was down there with Drew. How did we ever function, you know? And how do we learn to throw the football? Well, listen to this guy today. I think it's John from Rhode Island.
John is in Medway. Hey, John.
Oh, Medway.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey.
Good.
Hey,
I used to live in Medway. Good. I used to live in Medway.
Good old Milford quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. I was
high school.
Oh yeah. What year did you get out of here?
82.
Nice. How far? You still throw it over that mountain?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was down at training camp when Drew Bledsoe went down, and
I was
Tom
down
Brady
yep.
came in.
Yep.
I tried to help out a little bit. I was kind of throwing.
Whoa,
on the sidelines.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
You missed that right there at the end. Throwing on the sidelines. So he used to come out and throw on the sidelines with the guys.
And right around the time that Bledsoe was done, so that was right around 2001. He was there.
You and I cover camp a lot. Do you think, especially back then when Frank Mendes was here and he was having heart attacks anytime a fan got near the ropes? Do you think any fans got on the field?
What are you talking about? I thought this guy was on the roster. I thought he was camp arm.
82, right?
Yeah,
probably could have played for state. Probably would have been all state if he didn't hurt his knee. You know,
sounded to me like he was invited to camp.
Well, I think you know? You have those open invitations, right? Yeah, man off the street.
Go back to 82. Coach put me in fourth quarter. I guarantee we take state.
Unbelievable.
You are Uncle Rico.
John from Medway.
Legit. That was Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
Local Rico.
No, he's loco.
I used to help out. He's just helping out the team.
He's helping out. I was on sidelines. Yeah, we'd be throwing hash marks.
Be down there throwing, getting guys ready.
Toss the rock around, throw it around a little bit.
Yeah, he's doing all kinds of bleep.
Yeah. You know, could throw pretty good Felger, by the way.
Is that right?
You play catcher Felger? Football?
I can't recall.
He can sling it pretty good.
I had a long conversation at the Golf Expo. People asked
lefty, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes in awkward.
People asked me at the Golf Expo, like, you know, who plays at the station? I says, Matt's probably the best player, you know, on staff because he plays.
Matt's never said, home.
Every damn day.
Matt is here 3 hours early. He golfs. He orders stuff online.
But
he
this
brings
is
food.
But he's a good player. I mean, Matt's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Matt shot a 74. Last summer or two summers ago up the Links at Outlook in Maine. But the one guy who has more, like, natural game than anyone in the building, Felger.
Yeah, he's a basket.
You think you don't like him now, but he can't play. He's got the yips.
He's like Gordon Hayward coming off an injury.
Can't putt. He tried side saddle. He did Sam Snead, like, mallet style. Yep. It's like illegal. I can't do it. He got to the point where he asked him. He'd rather be holding a live rattlesnake than a putter. He can't putt.
Look at his midget league off. That is a great uniform. I love that helmet. Look at the logo.
Tap it in.
Man, when uniforms are uniforms. Look at that.
But he needs his own personal chub.
I only play with him once. He plays like once a year, maybe. He can still hit the ball. He can play.
Oh, you never forget how to hit it.
But he can't play.
Yeah. Forget how to putt.
Can't putt.
Chip and putt.
Finally today, we continue to speculate on what it was that Danny Ainge told Kyrie Irving in the locker room last week, and it sounds like they may have even had a more recent conversation based on Kyrie after the game last night. But again, this is just maybe what we think was going on there.
Well, I mean, what was it, 3 games ago they saw him and Danny? He was in the ice tub and extended conversation in his locker
That.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a week and a half ago. Could have been with Brad on a plane.
We'll do whatever you want.
Yes.
Shh. Don't tell anybody.
Go talk to Durant, too. I know his mom. I used to go watch him play in college.
Yeah.
DC kid. I hung out with his mother in the stands. I was recruiting him.
I was willing to get fined for that.
Yeah.
I'm willing to get fined for you, too, Kyrie. Whatever it is you need.
Ask if he wants to play golf.
Tamper with anybody and everybody. As long as you stay. As long as we still get married on July 1st. Yeah. I'll do whatever the hell you want.
Where you want to go on honeymoon? We could go to Sandals. It's all inclusive. We go Chipotle. I'll Chipotle float in to Sandals. I'll build a Chipotle at Sandals.
You can eat there.
Just get me Durant. Tell Kevin he can come too. Can he swim?
We'll have Christmas in July. Basketball Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want. We'll do.
I'll really show them what Christmas in the city's like.
You know what that is? That's that ASMR whisper. You guys could do that and post videos on YouTube and make a fortune.
Yes.
ASMR.
Yes. Just talk like that. That's good. We'll just talk like this in this very low whisper.
Yeah.
But there's a certain line. And it will be appealing to your ears.
No, it's not.
They do this.
It's really not.
They
nope.
do this. They,
nope.
do, they do this on Ghost Hunters. They'll
yes.
have the EVP detectors. It'll be upstairs. You stay in the third floor.
Hardy.
We're locked in this building.
Hardy, you will go right to
no,
sleep.
No, I'm not. I can't.
You'll yes, go down will. To the nope. chamber where they burn the bodies. They slide it right in. They said there's 3,800 deaths.
Beetling zone. Night time.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm watching you. Sarge.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Hey, how many days till WrestleMania? That's coming, right?
I don't know.
Right around the corner.
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong guy.
Stack of putts, he'd know. He's a wrestling fan. Stack of poo.
Him and Kyrie have things in common, I think. Me, I. Hunger Mass coming your way next. We'll get their thoughts on the Bruins and Celtics from last night. Have a great rest of your day. We'll do this again tomorrow from Warrior. We will have Sean Granny with us and also the head coach of the New England Revolution, Brad Friedel himself, on the show tomorrow. See you then. Bye.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.